For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Bring Your Own, a bookish podcast for romance readers. My name is Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And you guys, it's Galentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Do you guys like my sweater? I purposefully wore a Valentine's sweater.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh my gosh. And I'm wearing white and Kendra's wearing pink. We kind of all are a little bit on theme right now. Wow.
I love
that. That's very cute.
We didn't plan this.
We didn't. But we did plan a Galentine's and Valentine's Day episode today. So that is what we are going to be discussing, all things Galentine's, Valentine's in books. But before we do, what are we reading? What are we drinking?
I'll go first this time. I just have a water. I need to stay hydrated. I've not been good about drinking my water this week. Bad. And then I am listening to Chasing Cassandra by Lisa Kleypas. I entered my historical romance era a little bit last year. I started with Joanna Shoup, and then I read, like, I think two or three Lisa Kleypas books. And I'm kind of re-entering because Brandy inspired me from her solo episode that she did. So if you haven't listened to it, make sure you go back and listen to it. Historical Romance for Newbies, featuring Miss Brando's books herself. But I am really enjoying it. I am like 60-ish percent in.
I'm so glad that you have read Marrying Winterbourne, because Tom is such a dick in that book. That, like, the full circle of this book.
Yeah, I honestly, like, kind of forgot that he was a dick. And then, like, when you were
talking about it. He was the whole third act conflict.
I know. But then, like, when you were talking about it in your episode, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Really, really having a good time, so it's fun. And then I think I'm gonna physically read next Actually by Maisie Eddings. I'm really excited for that. Ooh. One, so I think I'm gonna tackle that one next.
Love. I want to go next because I'm also reading a book that was inspired by one of our mini episodes. I just started this morning while I was cleaning my house. You Say It First by Katie Cugno. Yeah. So I just started that. I'm only like an hour and a half in, but I'm having fun so far. And that was completely inspired by Kendra's solo episode, Hot People Read Katie Cugno, featuring Kendra.reads.
Have you gotten to them like meeting on the phone yet?
Yeah. I just got to the part where they're like, now they're texting a little bit, after. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I am listening to that. I also finished this morning Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan, which I've been meaning to read it forever, but the last book in the Skyland series is coming out in March. So I was like, I want to do it now. So I'm ready for that release. That was so good. It was so angsty. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be angsty because you guys said it was going to be angsty, but I didn't realize that you like jump in the middle of their mess like so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the book starts with just like, oh, like gut punches. And then I'm physically reading Totally and Completely Fine by Elisa Sussman, which is her book that's coming out next, and I'm liking it a lot. I've realized that with all the books I've read from her, I wish there was a little bit more lead in to the story almost, but I think that's just kind of the way she writes, is like all of the things that you have questions about or concerns about kind of get unfolded throughout the story. But sometimes I have a hard time jumping in, but I'm enjoying it. It's a very easy read. Just I'm like that's flying good. Through it. So yeah.
Okay, good.
You have to go talk to Kimmy, Brandy, about Before I Let Go, because she has very strong feelings about a certain thing that happens in that book, and it's so funny. Like, she even tells Kennedy Ryan herself, like, why did you do that? So, yeah.
Now, Kendra, since I'm reading something inspired by Brandy, and Brandy's reading something inspired by you, that means you're definitely
reading The Daughter of No Worlds, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So no.
Right. Oh, I thought we were friends. That's great.
So no. No, we are. You know what's really funny is that I asked Kayla the other day. I was like, Kayla, when's the last time you've like read a book that like I've recommended you? This girl had to scroll all the way back to the summer of 2024. The summer. I said, oh my God.
That's a little crazy.
That is like a little crazy. Like, just like whatever.
It was something specifically, like, it wasn't like something that I like was already thinking about reading. It was something specifically based off Kendra asking me to read it, just to be clear. Okay, go ahead.
But you have, like, since the summer, since the summer is like it is Black History Month, so let's rectify that a little bit, you know? But I am drinking today a water in my Noah Beck inspired.
Thanks, Tubi.
Thank you, Tubi.
I forgot to say, I'm drinking a black tea. I'm sorry, Kendra, not to steal your thunder.
No, you're good. We do this all the time. Like, yeah.
We've gotten sloppy. Oh my God.
But just a black tea. Brandy, are you okay?
No, just kidding. I already had my latte this morning. We're recording a little bit later than we usually do.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I am reading two books. So I started a novel called Shark Heart by Emily Habeck. And I saw this a lot on Book Talk last year. It's about a man who is turning into a shark. Yeah, like he has a physical. Yeah, he has a physical, like, medical condition. And it starts right away. But it's so well written so far. I have not had that much time to read with my eyes. But it's so well written. Like, everything, I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And you're just going to follow, like, him and his wife. It's called Shark Heart, A Love Story. So I think this is going to, like, really hit hard. But it's so cool. Like, you see his symptoms. Like, the first thing he notices is that his nose is, like, all cartilage. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, it's very interesting so far. Yeah. No, not yet. But this all happens like within the first few pages. So I'm not spoiling anything. But he like goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, he runs down all the symptoms, tells him what he has. And he's like, you got a few months before we're probably just going to throw you in the ocean. And he's like,
is this like also like a magical realism? Not magical realism. But,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No,
what
like,
you
I
classify
think,
it as.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, she gave the condition a real medical. Well, I'm assuming it's a real medical condition. Well, she made it feel like it had a real name, like the condition that he has. So,
like,
I don't
it exists in this world.
Yeah, it exists in this world. So I'm reading that with my eyes. Hopefully, I can get more into it soon. And then I started listening to The Love Lyric by Christina Forrest, and I think it's the first like two chapters. I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun, and then I got kind of bored. So I don't know. I might DNF it, but the first two chapters were good. Yeah. So. And it's on PRH Audio. Thank you, PRH. I will say also, I feel like the narrators are kind of like holding this back a little bit. Like they're kind of just like reading.
The guy, I think,
which,
specifically.
Yeah. So it feels kind of slow at times when I don't think it's meant to be slow. So.
And we can't bump that shit up past two times speed. PRH, we love you so much. If I have one request, bump it up to three. Like, let us do anything. Like, something above two.
I would be flying. The Gianna Darling book I just did, we were cruising at a nice 2.7 the whole
time. I was at 2.5 the whole time. Even with Shaney's, he's one of the few British narrators where I can listen really fast because he enunciates well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to slow it down because I wanted my friend Madison to like listen to a scene, and she was like,
was
what? Oh, 100%. That whole book was smut. She was like, what? Like, it was funny. And I showed her the art for it, too. And, yeah.
I was taking a photo of my book to post on my Instagram when I was, like, planning at a coffee shop with one of my coworker friends. And I forgot that the really smutty one was inside the cover. I was like, hey, you want to see something? Hey. Mind you, she reads, like, very, like, pretty calm romance books. And she was like, oh, my God. Scandalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good art.
The Christina Forrest book I also did start, and then I stopped, and then I picked it back up again. And yeah, I tried, and I don't know. Not for me, which makes me really sad. But
what were the first books in this series?
The Neighbor Favor and Partner Plot. Oh.
Which I read both. I didn't know those were a series.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's three sisters.
I thought they were all standalones. That's good to know.
I mean, like, they're interconnected standalones, so.
Got it. I had no clue they were related to each other.
Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Jump in, guys. Okay, wait, actually, first I have a question for you guys. So, like, speaking about, like, Valentine's Day and just Galentine's Day, those, both of those holidays, did you guys ever in school have those was it called candygrams or like,
yeah, we had flowergrams,
what they were called. Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that last night, because if you don't know what candygrams or flowergrams or whatever you want to call them are, it's basically, this is how we did it at our school, and this is a small private school, so there was not very many, but you could like buy for like a dollar like a little box of candy hearts that they would then pass out on Valentine's Day to whoever you wanted to those to be passed out to. And I just remember it, like, I was thinking back to it and I was like, man, that was actually kind of like low-key just like a popularity contest, because some people would get like 15 and then
none,
like,
for you Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah,
it's literally how it is in Mean Girls.
Yeah, exactly. So, or like your crush would get you one, or like you would buy one for your crush and you'd be like, oh, I bought you a candy gram. It means I love you.
We had the flower grams, and we had like three different colors of flowers, so that like they meant different things. So if you sent somebody a red one, it meant that you were like together. A pink one is you're interested. Yellow was for friends.
Your intentions. Wow.
Exactly. And everybody like saw you getting handed it.
Oh my crazy. Gosh.
I think That's we so did it at school. I don't remember it well. I know we did it, I think, in like middle school or something. Just Valentine's Day cards in general at school. Mm-hmm. Like that was just that was just drama. Like relationship ruiner.
School that I work at now, if the kids bring any, they're required to bring one for the entire class.
Yeah.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To like try and cut down on some of that drama.
Brandy, do you and Daniel celebrate Valentine's Day at all?
Very low key. Like, we don't do gifts, but we always go out to dinner and like make sure we have like a night, usually not on Valentine's Day because it's usually a weeknight. But this week, this year, I actually have Valentine's Day off.
Oh,
shit. And it's on a Friday, a long weekend. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't have school the following Monday either. So I'm looking forward
to a 4-day
weekend.
She's like, guys,
we are
not recording that weekend.
No. I don't know. We were talking about maybe there's this like really cool hotel in Denver that we might go stay at. But yeah, we always just do something just like for the two of us. No gifts or anything. What about you and Jared?
I mean, yeah, if anything, we do like maybe a dinner, or like we'll buy ourselves like some nice steaks and something, and we'll make stuff at home. But we're not big on like extra holidays other than like birthday and Christmas. Like we buy each other stuff.
You don't go hard for St. Patrick's
Day. We just don't feel the need to do extra stuff, consumerism or something, you know. I don't know. So
that's it also is a little bit less fun once your finances are combined, because I'm like,
yeah,
you bought this for me, but I also bought this for me. I bought this for you, but I also you bought this for you.
we're doing more
experiences.
So it's just like we'll just stay in probably and have a nice dinner together, and that's about it. So
So no one wants to know what I do on Valentine's Day.
I was about to ask. You didn't even
That's so rude. That's literally so rude.
What Hinge date are you going on, Kendra? Any? Got any lined up?
You guys, the way that Kendra has been like sharing the horror stories of these apps is so yeah, fun I get, to witness.
So I got back on the dating apps this year. I think this is, it's a journey. I don't want to be one of those girls. I hate those girls on, I mean, I watch all their videos, but the girls on TikTok that share every little detail, like, publicly to the world about their people that they're dating. I hate that. I mean, you guys get the whole story, but for the podcast, like, yes, the dating pool where I live is very interesting. Everyone in my city wants to have a threesome. It's just nothing but couples
that are, hey, just, we like your vibe.
No, like, dead ass. It's like, and how you know is that they'll put like a unicorn in the bio, and that means that they're looking for a third. Yeah,
so avoid, it's not, avoid the unicorns and the pineapples. You gotta avoid all
of them. Yeah. Wow. I've gone on 2 dates so far. They both went nowhere, but the day that we're recording this, I do have a date tonight, and I'm very excited. So we will see how that goes, but I don't want to that's it. So for Valentine's Day, I don't know, what am I doing?
We'll see.
Well, 1 year in, when I was a whore in 2020 before the pandemic, I was, you know, just running through the apps, and I think it was like the day of Valentine's Day, I went and I hooked up with this guy who was worked in real estate, and we we had relations at a house that turned out not to be his. It was like a house that he was selling, and I didn't find out that it wasn't his house until afterwards. I told Madison, I was like, his house is so nice, like, oh my god, like, he was rich. It was when I was living in California, so it was like in a nice area of Burbank, and I was like, bro, this house is nice. And she's like, oh, like, let me look it up, because I had the address for
it
sale.
It was for sale.
And like, even on his profile, it said, like, real estate. And I was like, oh, okay. Me, I hate those girls. I share every... that's a funny story, though. So
That was five years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago. But it was a good time. anyways. Wow. But this Valentine's Day, I don't know, girls. I guess I won't be doing anything. I'll be sure to leave you two alone, though. Womp womp.
Womp womp. Anyway.
Anyways.
Let's jump in, you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so first, we want to talk about Galentine's. Okay, so all the females that we love are Galentine's. We're going to have like a little Galentine's dinner, you guys. Okay, and females. Who are we all females? Doesn't have to be females, I guess. Sorry, my bad. Trying to be inclusive. Okay.
No, I just, the way you said females. Like, I'm females. So sorry. All the females we love.
All the females.
That's the podcast mic taking over her. Like,
today, you guys.
Oh my God.
The females, all the females that we love, we're having a Galentine's dinner. Okay, who are we all inviting? Okay, and why are we inviting them? Because there's so many different like FMCs that we all love, right? But not everybody can make it. Okay, so who are we for sure gonna invite? What's some
Kayla,
of
why don't you go first?
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
First I have to start with one of my favorites of all time, Rose Calloway. Yes.
From
the Addicted series, or Addicted Calloway series, whatever you want to call it. That is my girl. I love her to death. I really, really, I keep saying this, that I want to reread Fuel the Fire, and I'm going to do it. I swear to God, I'm going to do it this month in February.
I'll do it with you. Let me know when.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. That's like one of my favorite books, like, ever. She always is like labeled as the ice queen, what have you. But again, you know, it's similar to a lot of female characters. You know, once you kind of drill down, it's really just comes out of a place of like, she truly, truly loves the people that are around her. She loves her sister. She loves her family. She loves Connor, etc. And she'll literally do anything for them. She will jump in front of a train, you know, for her people. And also she's just like, you know, like a boss bitch. She has her own fashion line. She is so... She's just such an accomplished woman, and I love her so much. That's my girl.
Do you think Rose would be your friend?
No, I really don't. I don't think she's like, well, let me say this. I would try and be her friend, and she'd be like, weird.
Security.
But yeah, no, poor. poor. Similar to somebody else I have on my list. But no, but I think that I'm not like Lily really at all, or Daisy, to be honest with you. I'm not really that similar in personality to any of the main three Calloway sisters. At least I don't think so. But I do think that sometimes people call me kind of cold at first when they see me. But I think that Rose would warm up to me. Maybe that's just me projecting that and wanting to believe that. Because
she just got to know me.
Yeah.
If she just got to know me, she would like me. But probably not at first, no.
My first one that I have, as I was making this list, I realized that, like, I'm really drawn to characters that I see my own faults in, because I think it's really, like, healing is a really intense word, but, like, it's really nice to see characters who I think I share faults with be able to have, like, happy endings and all of the, you know, the great stuff of romance books. So my first one is Sage from Savor It by Tara DeWitt. I love her. I love her mindset of things. And yeah, like I said, I just relate to her a lot. So I just, like, want to be around her.
Love.
She would just bring, like, such... This sounds really, like, woo-woo. Stupid to say. Yeah, so forgive me for a second. But she would bring such a good energy. That sounds so stupid.
You like her vibe?
Yeah. I like her vibe. Her vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the vibes she brings to the function. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would do Natalie from One Star Romance. That'd be a really good time. We could bond over all of our friends having plans with their partners, and we're just sitting out, and we'll have a good-ass time.
Yeah. Well, she's got Rob now, though. So.
Girl. Like, you didn't have to, like...
Sorry.
It took years. We're jumping, like, in the middle
of the book. You're right.
Because you think Rose Calloway is going to... spend time with you over her husband on Valentine's Day, and you think Sage is gonna spend time with you instead of Fisher? No. So I didn't need that reminder,
right.
Kayla Ann.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. You're right. I apologize.
I'm catching strays. I didn't say shit. I defended you.
My next one is one because I, like, just want to, like, talk to her and, like, just talk about her life with her because it's so interesting, is Katerina Shaw from
I Knew You Were Gonna Say That.
By Lane Fargo. And Katerina, she's definitely one of those people, when you go into the book, you're either defending every single thing that she does or you're like, why, you're a horrible person. You know what I mean? So I and she just has, again, such an interesting life. She's a pro ice dancer. I almost said figure skater, but again, I think it's supposed to be ice dance. And everything that she's gone through, from all of the drama in the competitions, the stuff with Heath, with Bella, Sheila, etc. I just think that she would be a really interesting dinner guest. You know, I just want to hear all of her stories.
That's a good one. My next one was Daisy Hates. For very similar reasons. Daisy is my Rose, where it's like, this bitch would never look at me twice, but I'm obsessed with her. I'm so glad she's not a real person, because I hate when I get this way with celebrities. Like, I'm like this with Paige DeSorbo. I hate that I, like, know so much about her life and follow her so closely. It makes me feel weird, but I can't stop looking. So I'm glad Daisy Hates not real, because she would be my Paige DeSorbo. But yeah, for very similar reasons as Rose, just, like, I think you're very interesting. I think you're very cool. So
please like me.
That's okay. And she would, like, make the dinner. So
I forgot she can cook.
She'd make the literal dinner.
True.
Yeah. Good point.
Love her.
She actually hate everyone else at this table right now, but
I think she and Rose could potentially get along.
Do you think so? I was just gonna ask that. Do you think that they would, because, like, they're so similar? Do you think that they would, like, clash?
No, but I think they're, because they're coming from, like, similar echelons of society, right? One's in America and one's in London. I think they would have things in common.
I think Daisy would think Rose is beneath her.
Yeah, the reality show.
I think that Daisy. I see. I thought Daisy would think that Rose is uppity. Yeah, I don't know.
But I think for that reason, maybe Daisy would think that she's beneath her. Like,
true.
I guess that's so true. Okay, Daisy's part of a crime family, and Rose is part of it, you know, an influencer family. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to have a few conversations to, like,
jail. Suss it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go with Ari from You Again by Kate Goldbeck. I think she would be so much fun to hang out with. We would just get smashed on Galentine's Day. That would be pretty fun. Cool girl.
Yeah. I had Daisy Hates on my list along with Magnolia, just because I think Magnolia would just, like, try and make things, like, fun because she's that's just kind of her personality. She tries to be nice to people, but again, she would call me poor. She would call me poor. She would call everybody at that dinner except Rose and Daisy poor. But like, she would do it in her way, though. She wouldn't be like, "You're poor." She'd like do it in a way that's like, passive almost, you know. But
do you know what's funny? Magnolia would probably actually hate the way that Rose dresses. If we're going based on how the twins because described Rose dressed herself,
Rose dresses Magnolia in all black.
And like business casual almost. Yeah. Not business casual, like business attire. And, yeah.
Like, you know, Rose, where were her designs being like H&M, right?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Wasn't that like in the first book, right?
Oh,
like
no, they were addicted for now. Yeah. All her designs got pulled. Well, now she has her own like boutique. She doesn't do, mass market anymore.
But Magnolia still. Would be like, she doesn't even know or, like Callaway Couture exists. She's like, ew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Oh no, not my girls fighting.
Will also, this be the like worst? Historically, Magnolia is bad with female friendships, so I would be interested to see if she would even want to go to Galentine's Day dinner.
Maybe.
My last one was Emma from Just for the Summer for similar reasons that I had Sage. I just like, she's a comfort character to me because I think a lot of the stuff that goes on in her brain is also going on in my brain. So that's why.
My last one, I'm going to choose Scarlet from Deepin that just came out. So I won't say too much, but this is me being very selfish. Hey, girl, let's
tell
talk.
Me all about it.
Yeah, tell me all about it. Like,
no, what's it like to be left out?
Yeah. First, I'd be like, oh, my God, like you are a college athlete. Like, what is that life like? Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So it is Valentine's Day. Oh, man. Like, I would tell her the story about me hooking up with a guy, like, in the house, like, warm her up. And then I'd be like, so, what are you into?
So what about you?
Do you have pictures
of your partner?
Do you know a guy named Lucas?
Yeah.
I think he's an Olympian.
Huh. Oh, that's
interesting.
Crazy. I had no idea.
Wow. Yeah. He did what? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I just also want to quick throw out two more. I do want to invite Eve and Lenny from Eve from Ready or Not and Lenny from Promise Me Sunshine because they're both really funny and I love their sense of humor. And Eve can bring her daughter along. What's her name? Miriam?
Yeah.
Is that her daughter's name? Yeah.
Mimi.
So she can bring Miriam and they would just bring a lot of fun to the table as well. So had to throw them out.
Good picks. Before we moved on to our like Valentine's Day portion of this, before we leave our Galentine's Day portion, we also made a like short little list of like our favorite female friendships in books. This one was easy for me. The first one that came into my head immediately was The Women of the Gold Rush Ranch series by Elsie Silver, which is funny because the reason I decided to go back and read that series is because of a cameo that friend group had in Powerless by Elsie Silver. And I just like how each of the women in that friend group like played a very specific role in their friend groups, but without feeling like caricatures of those roles. And I just thought she did that so well. And I wish there was more of an emphasis on friendships in her most recent series, because I feel like that's maybe where some of it is lacking as well.
You know, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a really strong female friendship in Chestnut Springs too, like with certain characters and like the relationship between Summer and Winter even. Summer. That's not friendship, that's sisterhood. But like still like that there hasn't been a whole lot of that. And I guess we're seeing it develop now, like the next book Wild Side is like that's a friend that we've seen already, so that'll be interesting. But both of the women in these books were like new to the town or like coming back to the town, so they didn't have like that friendship there, so point. I don't know, that was my first one.
I wrote down people from a book we've already mentioned, Natalie and Gabby from One Star Romance by Laura Hankin, and also like that book like largely hinges on their friendship as well, and I just think that the way that it's played out is super realistic to a lot of people, and I love both of them. I know, like, again, we've talked about this before, how a lot of people don't like some of the things that Natalie does, but I think it's just really, again, realistic. And I just like how it shows the highs and lows of friendships, how it kind of ebbs and flows. And I love both of them a lot. So, and their friendship, again, is a large portion of why that book made it, you know, into my favorites list of last year. So
yeah, absolutely.
You know what I love about that book too? Like, we never do that disclaimer of like, it's just more women's fiction, for it to have like such an emphasis on like the friendship. Like, no, like it was like pretty equal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that book wouldn't have been what it was without the romantic relationship and the friendship there. 100%. So yeah, it just rides that line so perfectly. Yeah. Between the two of them.
Man. Let's see. I'm going to throw it back. I really love Maya and Sophie from the Dirty Air series by Lauren Asher, especially because you get to see them fall in love at the same time once you get to Collided. And that was really sweet. And then, like, you get those amazing epilogues and extended epilogues, and you see that they, like, maintain that friendship for, like, years and years. And hopefully one day we'll get Dirty Airs, the spinoff, and we'll get to see more of them. But they had a really good friendship because you got to see it start. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we're already friends. They became friends and then grew a really solid friendship. Because, like, what other women get to go through what they were going through in that series?
Yeah, so. Very unique experience. Similarly, we got to see Emma and Christina from the Dark Artifices series, which made my list. And I loved their friendship dynamic because, like I just said, we got to see it develop into something really serious. But also, Emma is the type of FMC where Cassandra Clare could have really easily written her having no female friends, because she is like this badass warrior. She is really strong. She's the best fighter in the Clave. Like, there's so much about her that could have been like not like other girls, but the fact that Christina came into her life and she was like, she needed a friend like that, and she needed another woman in her life to like be what women in each other's lives are for each other, I thought was so well done. And I love them so much.
Yeah, I also love that Christina had like her own arc in that series, because she could have just been a best friend, but then like she gets into,
she gets to be a main character.
How is Christina spending her what's she up to?
I know how she's spending it. Wish I knew more, Cassandra.
I know exactly how she's spending it. I would trade places in a heartbeat.
Another one that I wrote down was Alexis and Bree from Part of Your World and Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, that one, you meet Bree pretty immediately in Part of Your World, and you meet her as she's like going through this divorce, but even through all of that, she is such a good friend to Alexis. She's also, like, at least in Part of Your World, she's like a big part of comedic relief. She also plays a huge role in things that, you know, play out later down the road in the book that I don't want to spoil. And then, of course, she gets her own love story later on. But both of them, you know, are, I think, play equally important roles in each other's books. And yeah, I love both of those girls.
Oh, we just made so many Alexis haters so mad. How dare Alexis have a friend that sticks by her and supports her.
And they're like one of each other's like only actual true friends, because there are so many other women in those books that are like terrible to both of them. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mine is, I can't. Okay, so I'm going to say Old Enough, the book as a whole by Millie Jacobson. Because all the friends that Savannah makes in that book are so important. And I'm blanking on their names, so I apologize. I don't remember. But I do remember the dynamics, and they're so good. Like, I don't have any friends left from college, if I'm being honest. But all my friends are from high school. And, like, that, like, growing up together, you're just like, yeah, like, that's what it is. Like, figuring out your shit and, like, having people to, like, hold you accountable. And, yeah, I really liked all her friends that she had. Well, not all her friends. I like her new friends.
Yes, the people who let Savannah be who she should be.
Yeah, period.
Period. My last one that I had written down was Even Willa. We talk about Ready or Not every episode, at least a little bit, it seems like. But truly, like, if you haven't listened to our episode with Cara Bastone, please go back and listen to it. It is my favorite author interview that we've done to date. And I just, we had such a great time. But one of the things we talked about in that episode was how I had so much more grace for Willa on the second read through that book. Because the first time I read it, I was just so frustrated with the role that Willa was playing in Eve's pregnancy and all this stuff, because I was just so centered on Eve. But on the second time through, you just have so much more compassion for her because you understand like what she's going through and everything, which whatever, figure it out for yourself. Go read the book if you haven't. But just how much they love each other is so evident in so many ways throughout that book. So I just love them.
And Brandy, this one, because you just recently read it and made me think of them, the all of the ladies in the Skyland series by Kennedy Ryan are all really close, and their names.
Their Hendricks, names are Yasmin, and Soledad, Yasmin, and Hendricks.
Soledad, that's the one I cannot remember. Thank you. Hendricks's book is still to come out in March, so I am interested to see how that one goes. But just in general, like from the first two books that I've read, so I haven't read the third one yet, but each woman has like, you know, a different thing going on. You know, Yasmin's going through a divorce. Soledad had just like this really traumatic thing happen with her husband. And then Hendricks is the one that's kind of like, I'm going to be, you know, single. I'm purposefully choosing to stay that way. But each of them are like very supportive in their own right for each of their different paths. And I really enjoyed that aspect of both of those books as well.
I haven't read This Could Be Us yet, but something I really loved about their friendship dynamic in Before I Let Go was the fact that they found each other as adults as well. Yeah. And like, yes, built this friendship on where their life was at that point and what they needed and what they could give each other at that point as adults going through these things. Like, I feel like so often we read about friends who have been friends since they were in diapers or in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I love reading that sometimes as well. But the fact that these three women found each other in adulthood when at least two of the three of them were just like not in great places in their lives. I love that.
Yeah,
me too. It's a good point. It's very hard to do as an adult, and I think everybody can pretty much attest to that. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need a Girl So Confusing friendship, so obviously Katarina Shaw and Bella Lim. The favorites came out last month, and I am waiting for the Edit Girlies to make an edit of them to that song. Like, Kayla.
Actually, wait, get into it.
Please make it. If you have not seen Kayla's The Favorites edit, it's so good. You should do that for me. Again, it is Black History Month.
I'll think about it. But
that has nothing to do with it, but you should want to. What I want this month,
what you
have
request,
to give me.
Right.
That goes.
Okay. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. okay.
So.
Yeah.
I think that would hit
clear,
so bad.
That's a white woman and a Chinese woman. Neither of them are black. But because
and what
it's
about
coming
it?
From Kendra. Okay,
from
I'm
me.
Just, yeah.
I like what I like.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Glad we're on the same
and
page.
And Charlie XCX is half Indian and half white.
South
like,
Asian. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'll work on it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want it posted by the time this episode goes.
Oh, God.
That'll give you halfway through February to get that shit done.
Okay. I'll work on it. I need to come up with some good fan casts or something.
I feel like I, like, blanked on so many of favorite friendships this one. So if I missed one that you know I'm obsessed with, go to our Instagram. Let me know. At Bring Your Own Pod. Because I just, even now, I'm like, oh, I really love Indy and Stevie from Mile High. And
There's
The Right
so
Move
many
by Liz Tom 40. Yeah, like, I love Calla and Diana from The Simple Wild. Even, like, Diana's barely in that series, but you feel
Calla
her friendship.
Diana.
Ooh, fake fan. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wynn and Sarah from Out on a Limb, especially. Mm-hmm. Fizzy and Jess from Soulmate Equation.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones.
Oh, the two from the Sarah Grunder Ruiz series,
oh,
so Luck and Last
yes.
Resorts, and what's the first book called? Why am I blinking?
Love
oh
Lists
Love
and
Lists.
Fancy
and
Ships.
Fancy Ships, yes. again, if you have not read Sarah Grunder Ruiz, what are you doing? Joe and what is the other girl's name?
Is it Nina?
Nina, yeah. Nina? No. Is that her name? Yeah. We're very quick to be like, yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, we're very quick to be like, yeah, that's right.
And then yeah, totally. And then we're like, no.
Is it?
Three yeah. dumb bitches saying that's exactly fair. To each other.
Nina, yeah. So Joe and oh Nina God, yes. from that, they're interconnected standalone. So I wouldn't, and they're like very adjacent to each other. Like, but you get to see their friendship and it's so nice. I really love those books a lot. I should honestly reread. They're really good on audio.
They are. Chris of Acker.
All right. Now let's jump into the Valentine's portion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we each have selected one, maybe two, you know, Valentines for ourselves that we are claiming for ourselves. Okay. And we decided to make this. We tried to limit ourselves because we all have like favorite ones. Like obviously I love Daniel Grant. I love Jonah Riggs, you know, but we tried to limit ourselves to 2024 like Valentine's books that we read in 2024 that we're going to count as our Valentine's. We can also say like maybe our all time, right? If we want, because I know Brandy's got one. Yeah.
Christian Hems. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew obviously Brandy's is Christian Hems from the Magnolia Parks universe, but I want to like, okay, try and guess what maybe your guys is, or at least like one that's on your list. Cause there was one that I was unsure on because, okay, obviously your guys's favorite book of last year was Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell.
But what's his name?
If you guys would put Carrie as one of your Valentines, okay. Because like, I know you guys like love Carrie and Shiloh and you love that book, but like, is Carrie your Valentine though? Like, I don't ever hear you guys talk specifically about Carrie. So I didn't know if he would be on your guys's list. Was he on your list?
You know, because Slow Dance is a book that was not written with the intention of like he's gonna be a book boyfriend. I don't view him as one.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's why I was like, I don't think it is.
And but, this is like one of those things we talk about this all the time about how like sometimes you're like I want him, he's for me, and then sometimes you're like the reason I love you is because of the way you love the person that you're with, and that's Carrie and Shiloh for me, like the way they love each other. Like Carrie could never love me like that because Carrie and I didn't grow up together. Like Shiloh and Carrie did. Like that's it's different.
I would feel wrong. Like he would try and I'd be like, we gotta break up. Like it's not it's not me, it's you. You have to go be with you, the love of your life.
Yeah, no, truly.
Do you guys have any other guesses for what might be on each other's lists?
Well, I'm scared to say it because I'm scared it's gonna be the same one.
What if we all say the one that we think is on everyone's list at the same time?
Okay,
ready?
1, 2.
Three. Miles Honey.
Oh.
Okay, so why don't we... I'll go first.
Okay.
I chose Shep from Ready or Not by Cara Bastone. Okay. Oh my God, surprise, surprise. He is just such a good guy. Honestly, I would take Ethan as well from that book.
Really?
He would make me feel...
I would.
Okay. Are you kidding me? I would. Like,
yeah, poor King. I can't judge him for what he was going through.
Y'all don't.
You dated
y'all
Ginger?
Don't. He's a hot one. I'm assuming.
She said Auburn hair.
Okay, Michael Fassbender is also considered a ginger. So, like, okay, I think you know. Anyways, I think Shep would just treat me so sweetly on Valentine's Day. He would be very thoughtful. You know, he's a listener. That's all Cara Bastone's men's. They listen. Oh my God. Like, it's almost like a fantasy. How do, like, men don't listen like that in real life. So they take notes and they don't do it in a way that's super obvious. They hit you with it, like, in the back half. Mm-hmm. And we would just have such a good day. We probably go to the movies. I just want to recreate the date that he has with it wasn't a date for them at the
that
time
day.
But they like go to the movies and like have the ices and the snacks and like and then I want him to like sit with me outside my door and tell me that, you know, my body knows what's best for me and to trust my intuition and that's a good man.
That's a good man. Yeah, mine was Miles Honey from Promise Me Sunshine, which, guys, I'm so sorry to talk about this book again, but it's coming out in like 2 weeks, so you barely have to wait any longer for it at the time of this episode airing. But another Cara Bastone man that just listens and takes care. When I am at my lowest, what I need is for somebody to take charge of my life for me and tell me what to do and do my laundry and make me dinner and do all of that kind of stuff. So I just know that if I said I don't want to do a single thing on Valentine's Day, like I want you to plan and everything for it, like I want you to just take care of everything, Miles would be like, okay. And then he would.
Yeah, I love that. I had Miles on my list as well, but I actually wrote down four people. Do I have to pick one?
Whore, yeah.
Oh no.
Pick two.
Well, you said Isaiah. Like, you said Isaiah.
I did. So I did. That's the one that. Well, that's because that's the one I thought that both you guys would also have. Like, if you had a list, I thought that both of you guys would also have that one.
Did you choose him because you want to recreate
the fireworks scene on
the 4th of July? Kayla, you're blushing.
Man, that would be a good idea. That is a good idea, though. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys who I actually would pick because I think that you guys will be like, damn it, for not picking this one.
Isaiah is from Play Along by Liz Tom 40, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, Isaiah is from Play Along. Great book. I actually think that I'm going to pick... Well, no, never mind. Okay, let me... I'm so sorry. Let me give you my reasoning. I think I will pick Isaiah because, again, I also had Miles, but the other man that I had on here was Lucas from Deep End. But I was like, he's too young for me, actually. I don't think I could do that. He's a little too young. So, but I would think about it. I would really consider it. But he's like, what, 21?
You're just like Zeus Garrow.
Is he 20?
Kayla, he's 22. You were already married.
He's 22. You're right.
You were already married, girl. It's okay. It's okay.
7 years. Is that too much? I think ultimately I'd probably pick Isaiah. I think I would still pick that. Yeah. A baseball player? That's kind of hot, you know?
You would end up with like a green balloon on Valentine's Day because he thought it was a red one.
Yeah, because in your situation, Kennedy never existed. So you have to get those glasses.
Wait, Kayla gets to be... I am Kennedy. I'm
Kayla
literally
Ann Auburn.
Ann Auburn. Yep.
Kayla Ann Auburn. That's so funny because it's Kennedy K. Wow. That just works. Kayla Ann.
Yeah, I'm just her stand-in. It'll be fine. He won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh my God. You should make an edit for as yourself.
With myself.
Yeah. With...
No, I will
like
not be doing that.
Set up a camera of you doing things around the house that would like, you could edit
that's
into.
That's actually quite embarrassing. I would never ever do something like that. But Isaiah, you're my Valentine. Congrats.
Congratulations, King.
Yep.
Do we want to reveal our all-time Valentines? If you had to open the floodgates and you can pick any man that is not year restricted, so it can be from any book you've read over the years. Mine would be Jack from Love Theoretically. That really? Is my, he's like, that is my perfect man. Him and Daddy Rhodes from All Roads Lead Here, like, that's exactly who I would want out of a partner. Are you kidding me? If I don't, I wouldn't have to pay my health insurance bill anymore. That would like be the best Valentine's Day gift ever. And he's just, he listens. He's so attentive. He's so passionate.
Do you guys know what mine is?
I'm going to say Daniel Grant.
Kinder, what do you think it is?
Probably Jonah Riggs or Connor Cobalt.
No, I actually think I would pick Daniel Grant. Brandy is correct.
Okay.
And
that's why haven't read a book I've recommended to you since the summer.
She hasn't read. I don't think she's ever read one I've recommended. Oh, just kidding. She's literally reading one right now.
No, but yeah. I mean, a lot of the similar reasons that Kendra said. He's a listener. He's very attentive. He's just very, very kind to people. Yeah, and I love that, like, he doesn't quite do this anymore, but, like, the bed and breakfast, taking care of people, making sure that he was just very diligent about everything that he did, taking care of all the townspeople. That's really attractive, you know, to care about people. And so that is my
I think about the part all the time from Party of World, where he is like, I would wash her scrubs, I would do her laundry, I would make sure everything was like ironed and folded. I was like, oh my god, that's crazy.
We love acts of service, men, I think, mm-hmm. is what.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the bottom line here.
For me, obviously, Christian Hems from the Magnolia mm-hmm. Park series is like, he's like, I just love him so much. Like, I love him so much, but I wouldn't pick him for my current life. Like, if I was picking somebody with how I am right now who I would like to actually build a life with, it wouldn't be Christian. Like, he, I could not. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'd go crazy. Yeah. But I think I would pick Bo Duran from Out on a Limb. Mm. Like, for all the same reasons that we're talking about right now. Like, he's just, it's a good man and an acts of service guy and a nerd and just, like, a very sweet man with a very simple life that he mm-hmm. just got to make all about the woman that he loves. So, yeah. Love that. We also wanted to talk about, like, some Valentine's Day scenes in specific books. But as we were making the list, we were, like, having a hard time thinking of, like, very specifically Valentine's moments, which honestly I think is a good thing in mm-hmm. romance books. It would be such an easy thing to, like, throw in a Valentine's Day moment. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all the ones that I've read have been, like, intentional or, like, not the main focus of the book. The biggest one that pops into my head is just that it's BJ's birthday and, like, all the drama in the Magnolia Parks universe that surrounds BJ's birthday and Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, especially in The Long Way Home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my tummy hurts thinking about that night oh my God. In that book.
The fact that I didn't say Julian hates to be my Valentine, but kind of like what you were saying, like,
yeah,
like with Christian, like, he can't be my man. I can hope. Yeah. I can dream. Like, if yeah. I got to be with Julian Hates, oh my God, I would be crashing out nightly. Like, I would be on same. TikTok live. Like, oh my God. Have you guys been keeping up with Ash Trevino? I would be like Ash Trevino. Like, any little bit of Julian that I could share with, like, the world just to make sure that I had claim on him. Like, what does she say? I hate her. She's so disgusting. She makes all Texas women so disgusting. Fucking stupid. But when she's like, I've already seen his pee-pee and he's already seen my nunu.
So, who is this person? Oh my God, Kayla, I'm so jealous that you don't know anything about her.
Maybe. Oh. I don't know. Kayla, maybe. This let me woman. Look up her name.
You know, what is the her ring name? That Ash I always, Trevino? Ash Trevino. Yeah, she's from Texas. And she was just in San Antonio talking shit. Like, oh, San Antonio's trash city.
I've never
because
seen
we don't
person.
We don't like dumb bitches here. Like, get out. So this ring I wear, James Avery ring, right? Like, had it since I was like 15. My favorite piece of jewelry. So that's a thing here in Texas, like James Avery. Like, everyone has, hands will be full of the rings, charm bracelets, everything. Like, Madison has a charm bracelet that's like fucking stacked. But because Ash Trevino wears a lot of jewelry that's James Avery, she has bitches online being like, oh, that's so ghetto because she.
No, she, yeah.
And I'm. So now all these girls on TikTok are like, they're, you know, you're like ruining shit for us. Like, no, like, because she acts that way, don't assume the rest of us act that way. Oh, she's awful.
I Googled
oh my
her
God,
name
Kayla, you're about to. Welcome. Like, there's a girl on TikTok that does recaps of, like, yeah, of all her lives. They're ridiculous. She's needs to go to jail, like, honestly.
She yeah, horrible person.
I Googled her name and one of the
that's how you'd be crashing out.
Yeah. was a story from mysanantonio.com. It says reported chaos of contentious TikTok star Ash Trevino in San Antonio.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, and she was like, oh, if I can't say it at the Airbnb, I'm going to say it at Shoddy Bae's house. And Shoddy Bae's like, she's not staying in my house.
Yeah. The way that, like, anyway. Daisy responded so positively to Christian's spoiler for Daisy Hates the Great mm-hmm. Undoing when his sex tape came out. I would be on the floor, like, rolling around, like, crying, yeah. throwing up, puking, and Daisy just, like, handled it with such grace. Like,
I mean, she was crashing out.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah. I would have, my crash out would have lasted way longer than an afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say that.
Magnolia had to talk her down off a ledge for a second there.
Girl, the minute Julian Hates posted another girl, hey, guys, yeah. welcome back. Like, I can't. Like, how could you do that to me?
Brandy, I thought you were going to say again, well, I won't say the full portion of it, but Daisy Hates One, I thought you were going to say chapter 40 in Daisy Hates One, the date that Christian takes Daisy on.
That is on my list.
Gesture. Yeah, that is, like, for me, one of the most romantic gestures of that like whole series. Definitely like top five moments.
Yeah,
so good.
That's on my list, that whole chapter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brady's gonna crash out right after this about
I'm gonna go reread it.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
Some other ones that I have on my list, and for the books that I mentioned, I am going to talk spoilers, because like obviously the romantic gestures are big spoilers in romance books. So the first one is For the Right Move by Liz Tomforti. That whole book is full of just like crazy romantic gestures, but the one that stands out to me the most is like Ryan learning sign language to talk to Indy's family and doing that secretly, but also just like the little things and the coffee that he put in the fridge, and then also the huge things of like paying for her fertility treatments and things like that. So that one. I also have Danner lying on the floor with HR in
Good and Bad
by Gianna Darling. Yeah, I won't give context for that one, but that scene. And then in Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, Don't Begrudge Me This Life. Again, I won't give context, but I just think that is such that moment, like everything up until that moment is great, wonderful, beautiful, and then that just clicks. Like that moment is where everything just like slots in and they're just locked in. And then in Book Lovers by Emily Henry, If You're the Wrong Kind of Woman, Then I'm the Wrong Kind of Man. That scene in his bedroom. Yeah. Yeah. Those are some of my favorite like romantic moments.
Yeah. So. A couple that came to my mind, again, we've talked about this character a lot, but Rose and Connor, they have so many moments throughout the Addicted and Calloway Sisters series, but the ones that come to mind are things that they do for each other's birthday. It's in Fuel the Fire, Connor's birthday. That is a great scene. But also other ones that more like actual ones are In the No Show by Beth O'Leary. There's a scene, small spoilers, not really huge spoilers, but there's a scene where Joseph takes Siobhan glamping, and that whole scene is so sweet. I love that so much.
Yeah. Anytime that book is mentioned, like I want to throw
knows,
up.
Yeah, just because like he knows what she likes and doesn't like, so he makes it work for her. And, yeah. And then similarly, Jonah and Calla have a lot of romantic gestures, especially in like Wild at Heart and Forever Wild. They each buy each other cars at certain points, and like Jonah makes it a point to like buy the specific like color of car that she wants and what she was looking at. You know, he took notes, which I love. So yeah, those are some of mine that came to mind. Yeah.
Slay. My favorite romantic gesture, and again, like Brandy said, spoilers, because it's hard to talk about these without giving stuff away. So if you haven't read these books, I don't know, go read
them.
Skip
ahead 30 seconds.
Skip ahead 30 seconds. Okay, so my favorite romantic gesture of last year was definitely in Love Unwritten by Lauren Asher, when Rafa shows up on the plane with Ellie, who has like really bad like flying anxiety. And that part, like, I just didn't see it coming, because I thought she just set it up so well, because at first he just upgraded her ticket and I was like, okay, like that's nice, like that that was enough for me. And then he got on the plane and
took
like was able to like be there for her, and like just him like going with her overseas and like being so encouraging about like her career, when like he could have been selfish and been like no, because she was his child's nanny and like he did need help. So, but he was like, no, like, and then also in that book when he fires her, like that's just like, he's like, no, like go do what you gotta do. Oh my god, love him. And then in Heavy Hitter by Katie Cattugno, again a spoiler, but there is a moment where Jimmy, the baseball player, is doing a press conference, and they're asking him about this like thing that came out about Lacey, the pop star, like a comedian, made like these really like piss poor jokes about her. And the way he defends her in that press conference, it's so like to the point and succinct, but was so hot. Like, I was like, fuck, like that's so like, and he felt it too. He knew, he's like, oh yeah, I ate that shit. Like,
and then the immediate regret after.
Yeah, like afterwards he was like, oh, but I love that he like, didn't, yeah, like he didn't even hesitate to like defend her. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Oh my God. And then obviously in Ready or Not by Cara Bustone. Imagine if you are someone that listens to the podcast and you have not read Ready or Not yet. Like,
we they probably know the entire plot of the book.
I know.
Like, they could tell you front to back what it's about.
But in Ready or Not, when Shep gets a haircut, again, just like the fact that he like took a very small thing that you didn't even think was going to go anywhere, and then he made it into something for her. And that reveal of like, oh, like he likes me, like he got a haircut for me, like
his ears get all red because he's embarrassed that she noticed.
And then every single thing that Julian Hates ever has done in his entire life, one big romantic gesture.
Yep.
Period.
Kidnapping those kids, yeah. Romance.
Maybe everything Julian Hates does in From the Long Way Home on.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
One big. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just so. Also, you know, Jessa Hastings. We love talking about her, but she's really been pissing me off recently, you guys. Because she's like, I can't write Daisy Hates 3. I can't. Stop asking me. You don't know how hard it is. And then she goes on her Instagram and does like, it's playing fucking games. Get off your phone. She might be the first person I enroll at my community college, but only
not because she can't write, but
no, not because she can't write, because she needs a due date. She needs homework, and her homework would be write DH. So welcome Jessa Hastings to Alamo Community College. This is sponsored by Kendra. You have homework due. If we don't have a release date by 2026,
I feel like by 2026, we'll have at least a release date.
I don't think we will.
You don't think so? I'm trying to be optimistic, okay?
Oh my God, I forgot another one of my favorite romantic gestures. Okay, sorry. Oh, okay. And this will be my last one. In How to Pick It in Hollywood by Ava Wilder, big spoiler for that book, when he shows up with the poster for Grey.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was, again, another moment that you did not think it needed to go anywhere. And then he took it somewhere and you're like, fuck, like you were listening. Like, I wasn't even listening to her that hard, but you were listening to her and like just made her feel so special. And again, like that's only something that could happen in a celebrity romance because he had so many resources at his disposal. So I thought that was like a very nice, like, yeah, again, it's like with billionaire romances too, like go spend the money. Like, that's why I am here. Mm-hmm. And that when the gestures revolve around that, I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's good.
When, if we're talking about billionaires, when Julian from Love Redesigned bought that house out from under her ex, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
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 There are so many that I know that we're just like not thinking of, but
yeah.
Oh yeah. Of course. We could never, ever give an exhaustive list. That's why we're romance readers. We love this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, if we miss a key one that you're like, how the hell did those girls miss that? Hit us up on Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod or reach out to us on our individuals, all linked below in the description of this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us, you guys, on this Galentine's Day and Valentine's Day. Hope you guys have a great one.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope you all have, just the best weekend ever.
And while these two are sucking and fucking you guys, all the single girlies, don't worry. We will have a good time. Hopefully this episode keeps you company and that you read a really good romance this V-Day. So, yeah.
Okay. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.